You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I want to play a news clip for you. This story comes to us. Where does this story come to us from? It comes out of San Bruno. Okay, so in our area. And there was a cop that pulled over a car for an illegal U-turn.
Think autonomous cars are programmed to follow traffic laws? Think again. San Bruno police pulled over a Waymo car with no driver Friday night while conducting a DUI crackdown. They say they spotted the Waymo making an illegal U-turn in front of them. The department shared this photo of the unusual traffic stop. They did not issue a citation because there was no driver. But for those saying that's unfair, a new state law will take effect next July, enabling law enforcement to issue citations to operators of driverless vehicles.
So there's a lot there. Okay. First of all, love the brazenness of the Waymo to make the illegal U-turn right in front of the cop DUI checkpoint. Okay. Second of all, did not know that Waymos sometimes broke the law or didn't drive traffic patterns and stuff.
I certainly didn't know.
Have you been in a Waymo?
Not yet. I really want to.
I kind of do too.
My boyfriend does not want to.
My brother did. I remember him getting into a Waymo when they first hit the Bay Area. And he sent me a video and he was like, this is unnerving. But I feel like now we're all kind of used to it enough that we would be okay with it. But Waymos are wild. And I like to project, I think it's because maybe they're all like kind of like girlish cars, you know, they're all like your Camrys and like,
Not Teslas.
I don't think so. I think they're like regular cars.
Okay.
And I love the innocence that I project onto a Waymo of just like, they're just there to do the
job,
smiling the whole time.
Yeah, just showed up. Ready to work.
Like one of now, if anybody remembers when there were protests happening in LA when ICE was really there, you probably saw if you saw any like you know conservative media cars upside down and on fire. There were only two, and they were both Waymos. And I find this part so funny that those Waymos were ordered to the protest. They know that for a fact. Somebody in the protest got his phone out, ordered a Waymo specifically to flip it over and light it on fire. And the idea, like I said, of the me projecting a personality onto a Waymo, of a Waymo getting an order and just being like, oh, downtown LA. I love downtown LA. Bum-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum. I'm like driving to the protest.
Don't worry, buddy. Almost there. Yeah. Oh. Sending notifications. 5 minutes. 5 minutes.
Quite crowded. Quite crowded today.
What are you doing here, guys?
Weird. It's out of rush hour. Well, hey, fellas, what are you doing crowding around me? They start rocking it back and forth. Okay, what's going on?
Whoa.
Oh, a little rough. A little rough.
Help
me. All the way over.
Hot.
And then, like, when you see a turtle upside down, like, the Wemo's probably just like, could somebody flip me over? I've seemed to have fallen on my back.
Don't worry, guys. I'll get you to your destination.
Is it getting hot? Is it getting hot in here for anybody? I don't know. There's just something about that makes me laugh. So that's the Waymo part of it. How about the end of that report where the reporter said there's going to be legislation in California that we're going to start giving tickets to the programmers of Waymos for...
Well, I think that makes sense. If you're programming your car the wrong way and it's creating a hazard and
I guess
it's dangerous, it probably has to be treated the same as like a real person.
I guess you're right about that. Yeah. It's just imagine like some ones and zeros programmer just sitting at home because he gets to work from home, just typing on there. And then he goes to the mailbox and gets his mail. He's like, parking ticket. It's not my car. Be like, what is this? And they're like, oh, that's the Waymo you programmed. Yeah. Well, I did that like a year and a half ago. Yeah. Well, you got to update the software because it parks in front of a fire hydrant.
It's not turning its wheels out.
Yeah, something really stupid. Something really.
In San Francisco, you can get a ticket for that.
Yeah. So anyway, though, so if you're one of these programmers out there, just know, you know, you're going to start getting ticketed for these things. And if you're a Waymo, just know I love you. And I think you're adorable.
Yeah, we do. And I would like to be in you someday, but...
I feel like you can say that. I can't say that. Oh, that's Waymo's slogan. Waymo, get inside me. Coming up...
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.